County Court Report. Join me in the invocation of the pledge. Father, we come before you today giving thanks for the blessings that we receive. Father, we ask that you guide this meeting for the Court Report members as we attend the county business. I ask that you lead and guide, direct all of us, things we must do. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Veterans present. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Boyer.
Present.
Brown. Higgins.
Here.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Rowland. Schott.
Here.
Strange.
Here.
Thank you all for being here. Been asked that we skip the approval of the journal to our next regular scheduled meeting. An amendment needs to be made, so we will. Item number 6 on the agenda, AMLA service. We have an ordinance that is drafted for consideration. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, make a motion that we approve proposed ordinance 22-08.
Second. You've heard the ordinance 22, proposed ordinance 22-08. Seconded. Counselor, would you read the ordinance by title only?
Proposed ordinance 22-08 be enacted by the Court of Fulton County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to provide emergency medical services and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read by title only. The floor is now open for discussion on this proposed ordinance. And I'll start by telling you what I know. Some time back, the city of Conway elected to pursue a change in ambulance carriers, and they have selected in their change Pafford Ambulance Service to do for the city of Conway. We've met with Pafford on two occasions, discussed what we could expect from the services. They've been forthcoming, and they have an excellent history of servicing other counties in the state. I believe it's 14 counties right now that they presently serve, but I have talked to the Saline County judge a couple of times about they were the latest that they picked up. Pafford will, and he's totally satisfied with Saline County. So we're trying to mirror a little bit about the way Saline County presently has theirs set up. Pafford will utilize 3 ambulances in the county. The 3 ambulances will be stationed at the fire stations located in Greenbrier, Mayflower, and Bologna. Their discovery will provide swift response service to all citizens throughout the county. The cities will be responsible for hosting Pafford's vehicles and employees. We are still trying to finalize details, but we hope that the transition to Pafford can be done by March 1st. And that's the update of where we're at. The city has elected to go with Pafford. And we have done an RFQ out publicly, and Pafford responded. That's about what I've got out of to convey. So questions or whatever about that. In January, we approved with MIMS, the Court Report approved having MIMS the carrier, but MIMS did not apply. when we ask for RFQs. They didn't all apply, so that approval has what number?
There were no other ambulance services in the state that applied?
No.
Is there any indication as to what the rates are going to be? Is it going to be an increase per mile or per, you know, the services they charge for, like they get so much if they start an IV, they go by the mile? How is that going to impact the cost?
It's my understanding that the cost will be what MIMS was charging in the county. I don't know about city.
So the cost
no
should interest, not change?
No, it's not. By the city's hosting them, the fire station, providing employees a place to be at the fire station, and all that was a big selling point for the mayors.
Is there any cost to the county?
There will be a startup cost to the county, and I believe, Philip, it's $30,000 a month.
For 3 months.
For 3 months, and then no subsidy after that. This is transition cost, getting PAPRD in place. And the city has the same obligation. City of Conway took the same exact obligation on.
Does that mean they're going to be paying them also?
City of Conway pays them for their services, county pays our service.
Wow. Will we make any kind of payments to MIMS whenever?
No.
Well, let me just put a footnote if I can, Judge Baker. We did at one point pay MIMS an upfront startup cost. I think previously when we had entered into a contract with MIMS, there was some payment that was made, but there was a $0 monthly subsidy that was paid to MIMS, which is essentially the same thing that we're doing with PAPRD. We are assisting with their startup costs, but there's a $0 monthly subsidy for the contract.
What I was referring to, in the last 7 years, we haven't paid MIMS anything. That subsidy went away.
2014 was the last year.
2014.
Didn't we pay nearly $100,000 a year for that when they first came in?
I'm just going by memory, but I don't think it was 100. I would have said 30,000 was the upfront cost that last I saw in a contract to MIMS.
Thank you.
Has MIMS stated when they're going to pull out completely, or are they waiting on us to find another vendor? Or
my understanding, MIMS is trying to make the transition as smooth as possible.
Okay.
That's what I hear from the city.
That's correct. They said they wouldn't leave until the handoff was complete.
Okay.
How many ambulances in the county does MIMS have now, or do they have any in the county? It's just all in Conway.
We depend on two. They do back up with other ambulances if there's more calls. They do, but we depend on two right now. One's located at Liberty, and one's at Springfield.
And similar to the contract that we have with MIMS, we have two in the county, one Liberty and Spring Hill. And then there are several within the city that will rotate out to the county on as-needed basis. Similarly, we'll have a structure with PAFRD as well. So even though there's three that are going to be located outside of the city of Conway, the ambulances that are within the city of Conway could be utilized outside of the city of Conway if needed. The PAFRD dispatch will be able to run the ambulance services to where they're going to be most needed. Sometimes it may not be all the way out to a city, maybe halfway, whatever, but they'll make sure that the county's covered.
Just curious, where is their headquarters?
Hope, Arkansas.
That's their corporate headquarters?
That's corporate headquarters for over 1,600 employees. They're located in 5 different states.
Thank you.
Is
Judge Baker?
Yes.
You started out by saying, in your kind of timeline of how you laid it out, you started out by saying City of Conway made a decision to not go with MIMS anymore. Basically, I think that was at possibly a February 1st City Council meeting. I don't know that date for sure. Can I ask when, if the city ever reached out to you regarding their decision and had any conversations with you knowing that MIMS also ran the county?
Not prior to the decision to go.
Okay.
Not prior to the
That's one of the things that I find really upsetting is that we don't have that cooperation with the city of Conway when it comes to looking at these medical services. I know that's out of your control, but I just wanted to, I was curious about that.
The mayor of Conway contacted me today. He offered to send his fire chief to this meeting, and I declined.
Mm-hmm.
He offered to send him to come and talk to the group and all that.
Actually, I prefer a $90,000 check.
One of the issues I've had, and I don't know if this is a question for you or for who it would be a question to, you know, a lot of times we have a lot of elderly folks in our county that utilize the ambulance service possibly more for just emergencies. You know, they might use them as a transport service for doctor's appointments, especially if they have a hard time getting around and stuff like that. MIMS offered a subscription service, I believe, where you paid a certain amount of money a year. I've got some folks that paid that money, so let's say January.
Pafford will honor that.
So Pafford's going to honor that and figure out a way.
I've been told.
Okay.
As part of the negotiations we have with Pafford and all, they will honor those subscriptions.
Okay. Is there a method, maybe? I don't know the answer to this question, but is there a method for letting folks know that we're changing ambulance services besides maybe the newspaper or on Facebook? Is there a way that we could go about letting folks know, hey, this is your new ambulance provider, you're used to MIMS, but we're switching? Is there a strategy for that, or do we have any?
We haven't talked about it, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about it other than simply using the methods you
yeah.
identified.
Yeah. Okay.
Judge? The method I've been using is whenever someone in District 12 calls me, emails me, texts me, or catches me in Wolfer's restaurant and asks me about it, I tell them, yes, we're going to have to change ambulance services. That's the method. And I don't know about the other districts, but District 12 is adamant about having an ambulance provider for the district. It's a rural district. Thank you.
I do know that Greensboro has a nursing home. And there was a lot of transactions with MIMS and Greenbrier Nursing Home. And Mayor Greenbrier has welcomed Pafford into their fire station. And they have sleeping arrangements and all. And he thinks it's going to be a plus, but it's 24/7. And now the service is going to be there to lay his hands on. Yes, sir.
I'm wondering about the employees. Are they going to be bringing their employees in from out of state? Are they going to absorb the employees that were working for MIMS? Are they just going to be out in the cold?
They've had meetings. It's my understanding they've had meetings with MIMS employees. They would offer MIMS employees employment. That's all I know. They've had meetings.
Thanks.
Mr.
Smalls.
Yes,
sir.
So you said there would be three ambulances?
In the county.
In the county? Are those dedicated to the county? We talked about the city coming to back up the county if needed, but you know, we haven't discussed the county, the possibility of the ones dedicated to the county having to leave the county.
I would say that would be a management call on Pafford's responsibility.
They'll be stationed in the county, obviously, at those three fire stations. However, certainly if there's a fire that's in the city of Conway and they need 10 ambulances, then yes, the three from the county would likely come in to help with the city of Conway.
Vice versa,
that's right. If there's a city of Greenbrier, then you'd probably see five ambulances in the city of Greenbrier.
Thank you.
Judge, are those deals with those three cities to house the ambulances, are those completed, or is that part of what you were discussing earlier? They're still working that out?
Each city has their own negotiations with Pafford. Each of the three cities will negotiate with Pafford.
Have any of those, are they completed or are they in work or do you know?
I understand Pafford was going to meet with Greenbrier today. I haven't heard anything about the meeting, but I've talked to the three mayors involved and they're going to make their own deal with Pafford.
Okay. And I guess kind of leading along that, since we're getting an additional ambulance than what we had, do we expect to have better response times for our county residents with having that additional ambulance?
Just Kendrick, I expect not only will we have better response times, we'll also have a way to show those response times. We'll have access to daily, weekly, monthly reports. And so part of the contract is actually spelling out the response times to various parts of the county.
Okay. And how long is this initial contract going to be for?
5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Which is the same, I think, we had with MIMS.
We had 5 years with them.
Judge?
Yes.
Will the county be obligated to pay the cities anything for how much?
Judge Baker?
Yes.
First of all, thank you for entertaining our many questions tonight. We had lots of questions.
You have been wrangling this around, not sleeping at night, for the last damn near a month. Look, it's concerned me.
Yeah.
What were we going to do if we didn't have ambulance service?
Absolutely.
Please, folks expect to have ambulance service. Here, all of a sudden, we had to find one. So it's been touch and go for the last 3 weeks for sure.
Yeah. I understand, and I appreciate the work that your office has done in securing this. It would have been nice to have been included on the very front end when we knew this was even going to be a possibility. But like I said, like I told you before, I know you don't have any control over that. The MIMS used their own dispatching center. MIMS did not use our dispatching center, I believe, for doing their ambulances. Is Pafford in the same situation, or will they be utilizing any of our dispatching?
Pafford's in the same situation, but I think long-term they are hoping to eventually train our dispatch center to assist with that. There's some complexities there with medical emergency dispatch, and so that's kind of a moving target, but for now Pafford will be the dispatch service for the ambulance service.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Last Wednesday we had an intergovernmental affairs council meeting here, which included all the towns and cities in the county, and they voted unanimous to go for PAC. That, I mean, it just happened we had one scheduled for Whitehall, and this come up in some big part of the meeting was talking about ambulance service. But the mayor's on board.
This may be a question for Councilor Murphy or you, Judge Baker. Can you explain the franchising of ambulance services for a county?
Yeah, so that's a issue from statute. So basically by statute, historically there was quite a level of concern among counties and ambulance services for years and years. And so Faulkner County, I think, has kind of dodged a lot of those concerns over the years. We've had great relationships with our ambulance service, but other counties have not been as lucky. In fact, I think most of us know that Cleburne County and Van Buren County both have had significant issues with their ambulance service here in the recent history. But all that to say is there's a couple of different mechanisms that counties can use to determine an ambulance service. And one, we could have our own. We could just begin staffing an ambulance service, but that wasn't really an option for us. Two, the quorum court can create its own county ambulance service, and then, which is a different subchapter, and that's not what we're utilizing here. So the statutory provisions that we're using is basically that the quorum court has the ability to establish an emergency services for the county, emergency ambulance services for the county. And as such, as part of that statute, that we can enter into exclusive franchises with a vendor to operate that. And obviously, that's a benefit to the vendor because it allows them to have that ability to be the carrier for the county. However, that's the payoff too. And really, it allows them to operate and the county not to be out of pocket for the expense of having somebody that's going to respond at all hours of the day to all members of the community. So I know that can be a little bit scary sometimes seeing those words, exclusive franchise, but that's the same thing we've had with MIMS. And to my knowledge, almost all counties have that exact agreement with their ambulance service.
Does this impact MedFlight services? Does that operate as a completely different entity within the counties? Who even operates our MedFlight services?
That flight was stationed at Bologna, but it was separate from Mims. And Mims, from time to time, had to call on that flight. You know, when you needed an air flight, they would call. They left Bologna, moved, I believe, up in Conway County. Now they live up in Conway County. I don't know where the med flight service is. I don't even know. But it was separate from me. So that's your question.
Thank you.
Councilor, follow up on just Lahosky's question. This is just for the information for the, anybody who's going to be looking for this, what they're looking at this letter, but any of our constituents. But I think it's pretty safe to say, would you agree that if you didn't have this franchise, then it would be just would be dependent on whatever ambulance service might be willing to, and would basically drive ambulance services out because it wouldn't be profitable to operate in the county?
Correct. I think we would have to provide a subsidy, a substantial financial subsidy, if we didn't have it. So, sure, we can get rid of it, but you'd be looking at, you know, potentially tens of thousands of dollars every month to provide a subsidy then, and I don't think that's what is in the best interest of this county. And also, I just want to reiterate that as far as the ambulance dispatching goes, and which are dedicated to the cities and which are dedicated to the county, that Pafford has given us their word that they're always going to provide excellent coverage, but most importantly, they're going to send out the ambulance that is closest to that individual. So essentially, we are expanding our fleet of ambulances in the county. Not only are they expanding within the city, but also, obviously, within the county at large. So we think that this is going to provide a better service to every one of our citizens. But, you know, this is a beginning of a relationship, and so, you know, we're going by the promises that are being made by Pafford. I think we can rely upon those promises. But there is sort of a wait and see. I understand why everybody is a little bit upset of the circumstances that are surrounding us, but I think given the circumstances, this is as good of a deal that Faulkner County residents are going to find.
I have one more question. It was mentioned earlier, I can't remember who asked the question, about Pafford's going to honor the subscriptions for MIMS. Does Pafford have a similar subscription service, and how does the cost compare with the one with MIMS for our business?
The truth is, Justice Allison, I can't answer that off the top of my head. I can get back to you after this meeting, though, and that's just one I don't know right now.
2 years ago, the county judge in Cleaver County started trying to find an ambulance service. There was 9 different ambulance services in Cleaver County, and they couldn't get them to respond. And they have wrestled this issue for the last 2 years. I don't even know if it's resolved today. But they had 9 ambulance services, and from time to time couldn't get anybody to respond. So we don't want to go there.
Judge, does your office feel confident that this is a quick turn? Can they be staffed and operational by the time we sign this and get going?
It's my understanding that they plan, they had ambulances sitting right out here today. Right here at the McGee Center behind it. They had ambulances here in the county today. So they're confident they can. You know, I'm sure this is going to be some challenges they haven't thought of. We have been. They're confident they can.
I guess my last question, what funds are we going to pay this $90K out of, assuming we approve this?
Out of the judge's budget. Not asking for any approval funds tonight. Might have to ask you later on in the year to help on something and all, but I have money in the budget to pay this $90,000. I'll probably just pay it $30,000 a month. I'll hold that check tonight.
Justice Kendrick, specifically, it's the other professional services portion of the judge's budget. Often we use that for it could be anything for clearing trees or any type of contract that the judge signs with the county provider usually comes out of that budget, and so there's enough to cover for the remainder of the year.
Thank you.
Judge Baker, I just want to to wrap up my comments on the whole thing, just want to speak to what you talked about earlier, which was a very tumultuous 3 weeks of not knowing and probably of anxiety and trying to get something together. My background, I drove an ambulance for 4 years, not looking to do that again. It was fun while it lasted. It's a hard job. And then I also served as a volunteer firefighter in this district. I've had families, I've had friends, I've had volunteer firefighters I'm friends with. I've had people who work on ambulance services all contact me during this past month, 3 weeks, however long it's been, and ask me what's going on. And as I talk to our county attorney and ask him and try to get information, you know, and he provided me all the information he knew at the time, it's just been very difficult to kind of wade through the darkness of this situation. I know it was thrust upon us. It seemed from my perspective that it was kind of thrust upon us unexpectedly. It's been difficult. So I appreciate what your office has done to try to pull it together.
Thank you for those comments. When I talked to Judge Hyde down in Saline County and what they've gone through, they had a lot longer time frame. And he had a committee of all the mayors and some others on this committee. And they feel like they were really successful in selecting that. And I really think we will be too. We had a good relationship with MIMS. We had a report to MIMS, yearly report, for a long time. Hadn't had one since the pandemic broke, but we had a good relationship. And we want a good relationship with the pastor. We really do.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to provide us a pretty good service, and they, I'm not at all upset.
They've come to the table with
Yeah, and I think they'll do a good job. It's just, it was frustrating not knowing, I guess. That was the biggest thing, was not knowing anything, and it would have been nice to have some of that transparency up front from our partners in the county.
And to that, just Lahosky, there weren't any final decisions made, really, until we got the responses to the RFQ. I mean, that really showed us kind of who was interested in Stanley County, and we didn't get that until February 14th whatever. So this has all been moving pretty quickly. As a matter of transparency, we're not trying to hide anything. This is just the hand that we've been dealt, and as such, is why we call for this special quorum court meeting, because we felt like that you needed to have input into this as well. But obviously, we would all like a certain bit of circumstances, but that's not what we have.
I think that was my biggest frustration, is that this was kind of just, boom, here you go, you got to deal with this real quick, good luck, you know, and that's just the hand that we were dealt. Thank you, Counselor. Thank you, Judge.
Other question? Seeing none, hearing none, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Ordinance number 22-08 does pass. Counselor, would you introduce the two people in the audience with that?
Sure. Located in the back, we have the CEO and COO of Packard. Ms. Jane Packard is here, as well as Clay Hobbs, the COO. They'll be available for any questions afterwards if y'all care to speak to them. But I want to thank them for coming and appreciate them being new partners with the county.
Thank y'all. Looking forward to working with you. We really are. And thank you for being here. They were here if there was questions that we needed to come up with. If not, to keep this body together and moving forward. But I appreciate it being here.
Would you mind if we ask, since they're here, could we ask a question? Because I guess I didn't hear the part where we got to ask questions. Would that be okay? I have a couple for them, probably, if it's okay.
I don't have any problems with asking. Okay. I don't see where it'd be a problem. Don't drag it out, because I'm going to go home. I got hot stuff.
So the state of Arkansas, Blue Cross Blue Shield, actually does not have an in-network program with the ambulance providers prior to 1-1 of 2022. As of 1-1 of this year, just this week, all ambulance providers were hit with a Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's been Blue Cross. We just accept Blue Cross. They don't allow an in-network provider for an ambulance service because there's 75 counties, 75 different ambulance services, so it's a struggle. So this year, Blue Cross, just in this last week, has dropped their rate from where they used to pay ambulance providers $1,000 to the Medicare allowable of about $400, $350, $400 for that same call. So this has all happened in the last week. So there are no in-network ambulance providers throughout the state with Blue Cross and other, with that main provider that's in the state. We are contracted with Alacura, and we just made that agreement in the last month. But even at that point, I actually serve on the American Ambulance Association's surprise balance billing task force, so I know exactly what your concerns are, and that's why we have a membership program, very much like NAMS, and that's what it's for, is to take care of that out-of-pocket expense that people have taken, done that for many, many years. So that's the same program there to make sure that that out-of-pocket expense is taken care of. And I think it's $60 a year, $60, $65, somewhere in that number. But that's what that is for. So, you know, if it's a medical emergency, no one should ever be concerned about what the ambulance bill is. We need to make sure that we get them to the hospital. And we're a family-owned and operated company, and we're able to look at those things. I've been doing billing since I was 14 years old. I absolutely understand what your concerns are. And as long as someone comes to us with reasonable rates that make sure that we're covering our costs, then that's okay. But there are very few ambulance services that actually have contracts with HMOs and things like that. And Blue Cross being the largest.
Okay. So the $60 a year, that covers them for ambulance services if they have to use it?
Correct.
Where they're not going to have to pay?
Just like to say, you know, I manage emergencies for a living, and that's what you guys have here. So very much like many of you around the table, I was contacted at a moment's notice, and that's what we specialize in, is taking care of business. You know, we do foresee ourselves being able to take over March 1st as requested. We are working with NIMS. It's not unknown that we provide a specialty response team that goes all across America, and I put up anywhere from 5 to 15 ambulances at a moment's notice to do those types of things. So I've been blessed with the opportunity to look at your county as a whole, and I do want you to know that when Conway called us in to talk to us, you were on their mind. They says, we don't know what the county does, but we know that we have to try our best to take care of them too. So when you're thinking about your plan for Conway, please think about Faulkner County as well. And that's how we came up with the design that we have for the ambulance service that we proposed for the county. And we feel like that we're going to give you a very robust EMS system, which you very well deserve. We've been working internally with the hospitals, both hospitals, had numerous meetings just on and on with them, making sure that we're providing what they need. Because if you recall, this was about emergency ambulance services. And non-emergency services are just as important as emergency services. And we realize that you guys need a pretty robust transportation mechanism for non-emergencies as well. So we've actually addressed that. So I know there's been a lot of discord and a lot of angst about what's going on. But we've been doing this for a very long time. And you have my word that we're going to do our very best to provide you with what you need. But what we've given you is actual assets in your community. They're your trucks. And the folks are telling me where to put them and telling me to where to go. And so the dispatching bill that you have concerns about, what we wanted out of dispatch is we want dispatch to tell our ambulance to go right now and not a call that comes 3 minutes later and then everyone's wondering where that ambulance is. So we wanted that shared responsibility of when they're in a fire station and the fire guys are headed out, then we're headed out at the same time. And that is what is going to make our response times better, and that's what we're looking for. So don't think that this is thrown together, because a lot of thought has went into this, a lot of heat maps, and then not as many discussions as we wanted with other people, just from the timeline that everyone was given. But I do believe that we can meet that, and I hope to be able to talk to you in a couple of months and tell you exactly what we have done. But we're an open book. I don't know what the issue is, but we're an open book, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity that you've given me.
Thank you, Dr. Tucker. There was a question.
Piggyback off what Mr. Wise we're taking, because we have people in the county that have no social media and don't want to be on social media.
What would you like me to do? You want me to send them a letter, or what would you,
that's,
you want
that's
to do?
That's what I'm asking. I mean,
well, send, I think we could do.
I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea.
We do a lot of community outreach. It's important for you to see our guys before it's 2 in the morning. And so I think that's what you're talking about. So we will, if that is a real big concern of y'all's, then we'll make sure that we have some types of open houses within the area and that we can actually get the word out to say that we're going to do that and work in that direction. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes, and also what the judge said, let's say I paid my services with MEMS last month.
I'm going to take care of them.
Okay.
I'm going to honor their memberships.
Okay. Because that's going to, I feel that's going to be a problem for some.
Yep. So I'm sure the MEMS would share their list, or else they would send a letter to the members saying, this is what's happened, and you're going to be honored. They're very good folks, and they'll work with me to get a letter out to the members that lets them know that they actually have an opportunity and that it will carry on until the next expiration date. And I'll be sure to work on that and make sure that happens.
Sounds good.
Make a motion, adjourn?
No.
Okay.
We got some announcements first.
Okay.
Anybody got an announcement they want to make? You know, weather forecast. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to get, they revised it this afternoon, and they've included Faulkner County in the ice. Yeah. They revised this afternoon. And Faulkner County's included, so think of the weather forecast. To what extent, I don't know. It don't take much ice to mess things up. And we found that out 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Today, I attended an announcement for Renewal Ranch, which a lot of you support, and they have received a grant from the Federal Home Bank of Dallas for $750,000 to build living spaces, 46 living spaces at Renewal Ranch, which will enhance their program. And folks, it's a grant. But it was good news to the board of directors of Renewal Ranch and Bancorp here local on Oak Street, that took over the old Sands Hotel location, put up a heck of a nice building. But they were instrumental in getting the Federal Home Loan Bank out of Dallas for this grant. Our next quarterly, our regular scheduled meeting will be the third Tuesday in March. Now you can make your announcement.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Full move. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Sir,
happy to
find ALS or DLS in this project.
I don't know if I can turn it on.
Thank y'all, and good luck for the rest of the week on the filing stuff.
I think we got the bulk of it, so it shouldn't be too bad the rest of the week.
Good deal.
It should kind of smooth.
All right, good deal.
The schools were my biggest concern.
Yes,
ma'am. Them hitting us, because we had to check those petitions, but a bunch of them come picked up, and they'll come back.
Well, I told that girl to send you her petitions like that, email them to you, to
okay.
Check those signatures.
Okay.
She says she's going to. So.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, today, three questions, $60 a year.
Have a good week.
You too. Glad you got in at 4:30.
Ma'am, I don't think
celebrations were done under that tree of World War I and World War II boats. And lots of music played under that tree. And we're going to play another one just like it.
Well, that's good to know.
Another fire tree. I went out today and talked to one of the biggest ones. I might need this another time, so I'm going to put it right back here. I can't believe I got over here.
You always come over here. I usually have one or two stacks.